Good afternoon, folks. Good to have you joining us just for a few moments, and I trust that you're all enjoying your bank holiday Monday and enjoying a bit of time off with your friends or family, or enjoying just a rest from whatever your day-to-day burdens and labours might be. So the king was coronated just on Saturday past, and it was a large and a very elaborate event. And we just want to promote today for a few moments the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. The Word of God declares that whenever the Son of God was crucified upon the cross, written up above his head was a superscription written. It was like a gospel text or a gospel tract, and it simply said, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. The word Jesus means Saviour. Nazareth was the town that he grew up in. It was a despised town. It was an unclean town. In fact, whenever people heard rumours that the Messiah came from Nazareth, they asked the question, can anything clean come out of Nazareth? Jesus, the Saviour from Nazareth, the King, King of the Jews. But the Bible also says that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the King of Heaven, and all things are under his feet. A king is one who is sovereign over his realm and over the entire kingdom of God. Jesus Christ reigns and rules, and all things are under his feet. The Bible says he lives in the power of an endless life. The book of Revelation says the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And there's coming a day, friend, whenever every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. The King of Kings was nailed to a cross and crucified for our sins according to the Scriptures. The Bible says he shed his precious blood for our salvation. But because he is the King, he rose again. Death is subservient and subject to him. The book of Revelation says he has the keys of death and hell in his girdle. And it's a blessing to know today that we serve a living Saviour. We serve a risen Redeemer. We serve a conquering King. But you know, the hymn writer could say, King of my life, I crown thee now, thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. I wonder, has there been a time in your life whenever you have crowned Jesus Christ as King of your life? And this coronation bank holiday, as we think about the crowning of King Charles III over the King of the realm of Britain and Northern Ireland, I wonder today, would you give a few moments of your time to open the Word of God and read the Gospel according to St. John, the Gospel of Christ, the Son of God, and read about his glory. Get to the cross, acknowledge your need of him, and yield your life to him, and crown him King of your life. We're in an orange hall here today, in a part of Northern Ireland, just outside of Lisburn, out on the road towards a village called Glenavy, not all that far from Moira, and the townland of Upper Ballinderry. It's called the Crewe Road, and we're in the Crewe Orange Hall, and we're conducting a gospel mission for the next 2 weeks. Every night this week, and then, God willing, on the Lord's Day afternoon of next week, and then every weeknight next week as well. Every night at 8 p.m, Sunday afternoons at 3:30. They're not live streamed, they're not recorded or anything like that. If you live in the area, if you live in the locality, if you live on the island of Ireland, you're welcome to come and join us. You can give yourself time to be here. We'd love to meet you and share the gospel with you. And the simple theme of the mission is this: Christ is the answer. Christ is the answer. And whatever your need might be today, you're wondering who you are, why you're here, what is life all about, how can I cope with life's problems, can I know God, is there life after death, is there hope for me, is there forgiveness, how can I connect with God, what does Jesus Christ mean for me? All of these questions we trust can be answered and will be answered at this gospel mission, as the Word of God, the Bible, is open. May God bless you, friends, and remember, crown Jesus Christ King of your life. And whenever he returns, whenever the King comes back, as he certainly is, you'll be ready to meet him as Saviour, Lord, Master, and King. God bless you, folks. See you next time.